I believe the time is coming when the Lord shall come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24, and we are living in the day he speaks about.
All these things are now happening every day. Let's get ready for his coming.
Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives his disciples came to him, saying, Master, tell us when this thing shall be. Just be ready, be watching, let each one be free from sin. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray, and we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming, let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. I started out to follow Jesus many years ago. The road was sometimes slippery and my steps were often slow. I met with opposition, didn't quite know what to do. But I made up my mind to make it through. Before the first round started, I said I'll fight until I win. I might even get knocked down, but I'll get up again. I'll control this temple, for I can't afford to lose. And I've made up my mind to make it true. The years have come and they have gone, the battle has grown old. My mind's made up to win this fight, my faith has not grown cold. The joy of the Lord is still my strength, my confidence is true. And I've made up my mind to make it true. Before the first round started, I said I'll fight until I win. I might even get knocked down, but I'll get up again. I'll control this temple, for I can't afford to lose. And I've made up my mind to make it true. The years have come and they have gone, the battle has grown old. My mind's made up to win this fight, my faith has not grown cold. The joy of the Lord is still my strength, my confidence is true. Now I've made up my mind to make it true. Before the first round started, I said, shall fight until I win. I might even get knocked down, but I'll get up again. I'll control this temple, for I can't afford to lose. And I've made up my mind to make it true. Before the first round started, I said I'll fight until I win. I might even get knocked down, but I'll get up again. I'll control this temple, for I can't afford to lose. And I've made up my mind to make it true. That thing runs true to form. I started out to follow Jesus. It's one thing to start out following Jesus, but it's another big thing to stay the course. I know a lot of people that started out following Jesus. And I'm no exception. It's a lot harder. It's easier said than done. Now we're at the crevice. Now this is the tough part. Now you got to finish it. Got to persevere. Mm-hmm. We've seen a lot along the way. We come over many victories, over many hills, mm-hmm. down many valleys, and here we are. Now the Lord has something else for us, and we got to make sure that I stay the course. This is where it gets tough. It doesn't get easier as time goes on. Brother Brennan, at the last leg of his journey, he had it very tough. Same with Brother Jenks. It didn't get easier for them. And same with you and me. Everything that we come through, all the fights and all the battles that we've won, and now here we're at the last leg of the journey, it's not getting any better. You really gotta... put everything in it that you can. Mm-hmm. Like this guy here, before the first run started, he said, I'll fight until I win, but I tell you what, I guess it doesn't get any easier. Mm-hmm. See, I don't want to just sing these songs, I want to apply them. Mm-hmm. That's what happened after Brother Jackson left. People kept singing the songs and then didn't take them serious. Mm-hmm. You get up and sing them, and they would just sing just because it's a pretty good song. But I try to live by it. It's not very easy. More than fame, wealth, or desire, horn in this world's attire. More than anything in my life, I got to make it. Take my possessions, great and small. Friends and family can take them all. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. Yes, more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. I got to know my name's inscribed in the Lamb's great book of life. I gotta hear him say, well done, enter my child, you won. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. What good is all I've come to know? I'll gain this world but lose my soul. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. If I could run and keep the pace, then I'll see his blessed face. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. Yes, more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. I've got to know my name's inscribed in the Lamb's great book of life. I've got to hear him say, well done, enter my child, you won. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. What good is all I've come to know? I'll gain this world but lose my soul. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. If I can run and keep the pace, then I'll see His blessed face. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. Yes, more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. I've got to know my name's inscribed in the Lamb's great book of life. I got the invisible lamp, enter my shining one. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. I'm a pilgrim on a journey, seeking for a better land. The way gets rough and the trials so hard to bear. But I call on Him who started with me, said He'll be there to the end. And when I need strength, He blesses me again. And it's so hard to comprehend that He takes thought of me. The stars that shine, the sun rises at His command. I'm just a small grain of sand, and the wonders of His hand. And when I need strength, I find He blesses me again. I've not always been the best man for a Lord that I could be. I stumble, yes, sometimes I've given in. But the Lord is great in mercy, and the moment I repent, I find He blesses me again. And it's so hard to comprehend that He takes thought of me. The stars that shine, the sun rises at His command. I'm just a small grain of sand. And the wonders of His name. And when I need strength, I find He blesses me again. There is an unseen hand to me. It leads me ways I cannot see. While going through this world of woe, this hand that leads me as I go. I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land. And some sweet day I'll reach that strand, still guided by the unseen hand. This hand has led through shadows fear, and while it leads, I have no fear. I know 'twill lead me to that home where sin and sorrow e'er can roam. I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land. And some sweet day I'll reach that strain, still guided by the unseen hand. I long to see my Savior's face and sing the story saved by grace. And there upon the golden strand I'll praise Him for His guiding hand. I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land. And some sweet day I'll reach that strand, still guided by the unseen hand. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trembling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed his faithful line of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Going home, going home. There's nothing to hold me here. I got a glimpse of a heavenly home. Praise God. Going home, going home. There's nothing to hold me here. 'Cause I've got a glimpse of that heavenly home. Praise God, I'm going home. Going home, going home. There's nothing to hold me here. So far, we're on the way, but you gotta endure to the end. What's that scripture you had yesterday? Why did you read it? You found it, the Lord gave it to you. Why don't you read it? You can start at 8.
Psalms 119, verse 8. I will keep thy statutes, O forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. That's the scripture the Lord gave me. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgment of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. And the other translation. I will keep your statutes. Do not completely abandon me. How can a young man maintain a pure life? By guarding it according to your instructions. With all my heart I seek you. Do not allow me to stray from your commandments. In my heart I store up your words, so I might not sin against thee. You deserve praise, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I proclaim all the regulations you have revealed. I rejoice in the lifestyle prescribed by your rules, as if they were riches of all kinds. I will meditate on your precepts and focus on your behavior. I find delight in your statutes. I do not forget your instructions.
Amen to that. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just read your word, Lord, here. We just pray you'll help us to expound on it and and yon on this journal or to that heavenly city, Lord. We need an obedient hearts, Lord, and surrendered wills, Lord, so that you can your work and guide us as it is guided up to this very hour, Lord. We just pray for grace that you'll be able to continue with us, Lord. We'll have obedient hearts, and like I say, Lord, surrender our whole will to you and our whole life, Lord, because we're in these closing days of time, and we just don't want to give up now that we're so close to the end. We just want to keep charging on ahead, no matter what the price, Lord. We've had to suffer a lot because of this truth, Lord, but we just want to not give up now. We just want to continue by your grace and mercy, Lord. We just pray, open the hearts of the people and give that increase and help us to be overcomers in these closing days of time. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
See, we come up here simply this far up the road simply by the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Just that simple. There's nothing else that we can credit ourselves to. I remember way back in the day, I saw some things in the Bible that I couldn't go along with. And eventually, if you keep reading the Bible and you take it serious and do exactly what it says here, that word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. There's some things going on, and like I say, I didn't think begin to really seek my own salvation with fear and trembling, and I began to read the Bible, and the first thing when I opened my Bible, there's one faith, one baptism, and one God, and then I got a bunch of different translations of the Bible, the German, the English, and I got the Rishab, I got all these books, and I studied that baptism out, and I began to see that baptism is not compatible with the one in the Bible, and I began to see something else, and I begin to see cracks in that system that's not compatible to the Word of God. And then, at the end of the day, I got terminated because of the Word of God, just like John on the Isle of Patmos, because of the Word of God. If you take the Word of God serious, mm-hmm. you're gonna do the same thing I did. Like I told that one guy, if you take the Word of God as serious as I did, you'll end up exactly where I'm at, because you cannot be compatible with that cult that I was in. It's not compatible to the Word of God, and then the Word of God just moved beyond, and eventually, if you don't agree with these cults, what they do, they put you in the house. Like, that's why I say, it's all just an antichrist system, because you give them the Word, you just give them the truth. Give them the truth, and then you'll see how they will react. Mm-hmm. They'll react exactly like how the devil reacted down through the Dark Ages. They'll put you in the outside. If they could, they would take you down and burn you at the stake if the law of the land would allow it. But it's the unpardonable sin. You can get away with things, and then they put you in some kind of punishment for smoking and for the different things. But I tell you what, if you present them with the truth, that's one thing that is that's the unpardonable sin in these systems, in these cults. They will accept anything if they can't break you. Like even the Society of Brethren, if you got a different opinion, they got a building up on the hill there where they put you in there for however long until they can break you to their ideology. And there are lots of people, they leave that Society of Brethren, just like here at the colony. But most of the colony, they don't leave for spiritual reasons. See, you and I, we just stood for truth. We were booted out because of the truth, and we left because it was not compatible with the scriptures, with the things we were reading, like you were just reading here, and in Psalms 119, thy word and thy statutes and thy principles. We did not see them in these cults, and of course, what we do, we started speaking up, but then the Lord moved us on, and then he moved us on from there, and then I ended up with the Pentecost, like we keep saying it over and over again, and eventually the Lord brought me to the ministry of Brother Brennan. And then before I got, just as soon as I got into the message to the Brother Brennan, the Lord warned me, be very careful. There's a lot of danger in that movement, that Brennan movement. And he told me the people to watch out for. And I began to watch out for the different ones that the Lord showed me to watch out for. See, but it's that word that kept me going. And then I saw the cracks in it. And of course, then the Lord moved me out of there because there was keep going on. It was just another Hutterite colony, just another cult, because if you didn't agree with the Bispo system, they'd put you in the outs, and eventually you had to go somewhere else. That's what happened to me. I began to see some things there, and I started speaking up, and then they give the deacons order, when you see Sam come in here, don't let him in, just to take him out, just parade him out there. Mm-hmm. But see, the Lord had moved beyond, down to there's something else, and the Lord moved me out of there, and he moved me down to Brother Jackson's place, because that was the next chapter, because that word, it was that word mm-hmm. that kept moving me out, and then take me from glory to glory. And then I was there with Brother Jackson for 10 years or so, till he passed on, and then, you know the story, everything was up in arms, everybody was given now a choice, we'll see what you believe, we'll see what you heard, and we'll see what you're going to do now that you heard what you heard. And I began to see how serious it is when they get up there and sing their songs. God's going to hold them to it. Mm-hmm. You can't just go up and sing a song anymore if you don't do what that song says. And I began to see how serious it is. When the Lord gave me that song, He gave a smile and leave and say, I had to not only sing it, I had to live according to that song. I'm going down that narrow road of life. So even if I stand, if none go with me, I'll stand alone. And it was that word that brought me to where I am here today. And that's why it's that word that's contending me on. And then there are some things, obstacles that I don't like. I don't sometimes like what the Lord requires of me. It requires a lot more from you and I than us from everybody. And sometimes it's a tough decision to make. It's tough to surrender everything. Now I'm at a place where you've got to surrender everything that you ever had and you ever, everything. But you see, you're bound and determined to make it, no matter what. And that's where you and I are at. And that's why we keep going on, because there's some more mountains to climb and there's some more valleys, and we got to endure to the end. And that's why it's that word. A word have I hid in my heart, that I will not sin against. That will direct me exactly where He wants me to go. And like I say, it's one thing to start up the journey mm-hmm. and start up this race. I know a lot of people that started out. But then the Lord requires something and they just can't seem to make it. Sometimes, like that rich young ruler, he wanted to follow the Lord. But then he came to making a decision. What's he going to do with all his wealth? Well, it's where he stopped, you know. He couldn't follow the Lord. And there's many throughout the early church that followed, like Pete, the coppersmith there, and they were on this. They followed. They walked with Paul there for a while, and then they drifted off, and they went the wrong way, because it's one thing to start this race, but it's another thing to come to the finish. It doesn't get easier as you move on, but. See, every battle that you make, it treats you for what's up for the next one that's coming. And then you overcome that one, and then there's another battle coming. And then there's another hill coming. There's another river coming to swim across. Another valley to go down. And that's just a journey of life. And see, you and I, we've come this far up the road. We might as well go right to the finish, mm-hmm. no matter what it costs, even if it costs your life. You just got to keep on going. Just that simple.
That's right. Like you were mentioning all those religions, you know. And, you know, a person can gauge themselves, you know, and if that's the real faith that they're living in, mm-hmm. and some people do, and they go by what their heart tells them, you know. That's what my ancestors did. This is what my parents did, and this must be right. And but they don't realize. It says in Jeremiah 17:9, it says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Like in German, it says, "Es ist das Herz eine trotzig und verzagtes Ding." See, the heart is a trotzig und verzagtes Ding. Wer kann es ergründen? So there is no. You can't go by what your heart tells you. Mm-hmm. You have to go by what the Word says. And that will like lead you in the right direction, not your heart. And like a lot of people, they think they've got the right belief structure. Like I told this girl the other day that I was trying to get the Hutter rites into the right belief structure. Oh, she got all riled up. Well, see, going getting that all riled up, that let me know that she wasn't in the right faith. Something mm-hmm. in her rose up and in defense mm-hmm. right away because I said that, you know, and that lets you know right away a person is really not secure in what they believe because it's not based on the Word of God. Like David said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. The reason David could say that was because he knew that God. He knew God. And I the other day, a guy came in here and he didn't really tell us what his belief structure was. He was kind of a little bit mysterious about it. But the literature he left here, it rooted it back to Adventists. And I always root the Adventists back to the Seventh-day Adventists, to the Jehovah Witness, because mm-hmm. they go back to that Ellen White, to that lady. That's the her writings, that's what they follow. See, there's no scriptural grounds for that. And at night when I went to bed and I meditated on the belief of, you know, of what some people believe, I saw what we believed, and it was based on that rock here that David said, the Lord is my rock. Mm-hmm. It was on the solid rock of the Word of God. What we believed, and it was like such an assurance, you know. It wasn't based on what my heart told me or this and that. It was built on the Word of God, on that rock that David writes about here, because he knew this God. When you will write, when you will read his Psalms and the writings of David and the songs he created to praise God, he knew God. Mm-hmm. And God also said, he is a man after my own heart. And that's how he was interconnected and close to God. And that's what I felt the other night when I went to bed and I meditated on those things. And I saw what we believed is based on that rock because we know there's God. We didn't go like according to the Hutterite God, according to the Mennonite, according to the Pentecostal, according to this. We went according to the God that saved us. The God of the Bible and his word. And that was what led and guided our journey, you know, to where we are today. And I saw these other, what he believed in. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even like a vapor. There was nothing there. Mm-hmm. See, if it's not built on the Word of God, and it's an illusion, a delusion that people believe in, but it's not built on that solid rock that David talks about here. And you can analyze what you believe according to your heart, but Jeremiah writes here, the heart is wicked. You can't use that as your guide, mm-hmm. What you believe. You have to use the Word of God. That's why David also said,
a lamp unto my feet and a light. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Like when you're going through mm-hmm. the forest, you know, mm-hmm. there's a little trail there. And then that lamp, you use that lamp, and it's a light unto my pathway and a lamp unto my feet. That's what you got to use. It's the Word of mm-hmm. God. And, I remember when I came to the ministry of Brother Branham, and I was, you know, I heard about God sent the prophet and this like that, and I told the people that were telling me that, oh, that's just another cult. Well, but I said, I'll fast and I'll pray about it. If the Lord shows me that this is the truth, what you're telling me here, and then I'll believe it. And then they said, yeah, that's the way to do it. You gotta seek it out yourself. Well, that night I had a dream, and in the dream I, You know that when we went to school back in the day, I think it was a great tree. It's just a story, but the Lord was trying to show me something. Mm-hmm. Because I asked him, I said, Lord, is this true what these people are telling me about God sending a prophet and Brother Brennan being that prophet? And because I wanted to know, I simply asked an honest question, and the Lord gave me this dream about this back in the great tree when we were reading this book. And there's a story, like it's just a story, but it speaks volumes. The story about this man, he went out to look for this pot of gold. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that elf knew exactly where that pot of gold was. It's just a story, but then this is a lesson. Mm-hmm. So he finally finds that elf, and he grabs him, because the elf is small, and he talks to that elf, and he tells that elf, I want you to tell me where that pot of gold is, which tree it's under. He was right in the forest there. So the elf can't lie, apparently, and the elf took him right to that that tree. Under that tree, if you dig here by that tree, underneath there's going to be a pot of gold. So he had a ribbon he had in his back pocket. So he told the elf, I'm going to tie this ribbon onto this tree here, and then I'll go home and get the shovel, and then I'll come back and I'm going to dig for that pot of gold. You promised me you're not gonna take that ribbon off while I go. The elf, I'm not gonna touch that ribbon. That ribbon that you put on, it's gonna stay right on there. So he went home and got his shovel, and then he come back in the forest, and all the forest was covered with yellow ribbons. Mm-hmm. We didn't know which tree it was. Mm-hmm. And saying, that's exactly what the Lord showed. That's exactly what the devil does. He puts it all up these decoys. God, the devil knows that the Bible. He knows mm-hmm. it better than you and I. He knows that God's going to send that Malachi 4 prophet. Mm-hmm. And he knows exactly he's going to send Brother Branham. So the Lord just let me know. Yeah, he said, let me know. The devil knows exactly mm-hmm. what's going on. He knows that God sent his prophet, but he doesn't want nobody to find him. So he raises up these Joseph Smiths and these Ellen Whites and these Jimmy Swaggers, and all these are just a tree with a yellow ribbon on there. It's a decoy to send you out to hell and death. But there is one all. You've got to go by the scriptures. Is this going to happen? I'm going to send you. This is going to be eternal life. Everybody wants eternal life. Nobody wants to be deceived. And then Jesus, he had a very concern over the human race. And he said before he went to the crucifixion, this is going to be eternal life, that the human race, throughout the grace, will believe on them whom I will send. Mm-hmm. And we keep saying it over and over again, because you have to. You're talking to a brainwashed world that's steeped in darkness, that's steeped in deception. And the only thing you can believe right now here is the Word of God. And then he sent then these seven angels that have been tested and tried back in the prehistoric. That's what that prehistoric era was all about, to test all these angels over in Job 38. You can read it. All the sons of God shouted for joy, and all the morning stars sang together. Everything was in harmony, mm-hmm. but they had not been tested yet. So he tested them back in the prehistoric mm-hmm. hour, and then there's some that didn't prove to be faithful. But these faithful ones, he took them on into the next chapter. Then he used those faithful ones that they are now sent forth for those men, for those people that are heirs of salvation. That's what they've been proven and tried, and he said, that is eternal, that believe in them, and I will send. And throughout the grace, 2,000 years ago, he sent these angels to every church age, he sent an angelic messenger. And then it's exactly what the Bible says, what Jesus said, this is the revelation that God gives to Jesus. And then Jesus, he gives it to that angel. Mm-hmm. And then that angel, that's the revelation that God gives to Jesus, the gift to the angel, mm-hmm. the gift to John. Mm-hmm. That's what he gave on the Isle of Patmos. And as time went on, then shall the kingdom of heaven. That's the revelation that God gave to Jesus, the gift to the angel, and then the angel gave it to the Apostle Paul. It's just that mm-hmm. simple. And anything outside of that chapter, the devil will get a hold of you and he will take you out to hell and that. Then here in the church of liturgy, this is the revelation that God gave to Jesus, the gift to the angel, and then the angel of church of liturgy, this just gave it to that vessel, to William, Mary, and Brenham, here in the church of liturgy. The rest, the Jimmy Swaggerts, the Billy Grahams, the John Hagees, they're all just a tree with a ribbon on it. There's no pot of gold. There's nothing in it. Mm-hmm. That's exactly how the devil works. Mm-hmm. He's got all these Ellen Whites and these Joseph Smith, and that's what that guy had here the other day. He didn't come out and say it, what he believed, because he's got no internet. He's got no cell phone, because that church does not want you to find out the truth, so they tell their subjects not to have internet, not to have TV, not to have all that stuff, so they can brainwash them, just like in the college. You're not allowed to listen to radio in the college, because that Antichrist spirit does not want you to find out what's out there. But he won't tell us that. You have internet, will send you a message on yourself. Oh, I don't have it. I got enough problems without having that. And see, he did come out and tell us the truth. He told us a bunch of, he didn't want to tell us that he believes in that Seventh-day Adventist, because a lot of people get turned off from that Seventh-day Adventist stuff. And he wasn't honest, but I went to the Lord. He left his literature here. I went to the Lord about it, and the Lord gave me 2 days in a row, the same dream. And it stinks to high heaven, these cults do, because behind it is the spirit of Satan, just like exactly like I said, what happened when I went to prayer. I went, Lord, is this true? Did you really, is this brother, really mm-hmm. what they say it is? And that's when he gave me that tree. That's what the devil does. Like I say, he got the Joseph Smith, he got the Jimmy Swaggart, he got the Billy Graham, he got the John Hagee. The thing of it is, all these preachers, they all know about Brother Ben, mm-hmm. that they're not going to tell their subjects. Mm-hmm. They know very well that God sent the prophet, and they know very well about his healing and about raising the dead and back in the prior to the 60s, and they know very well that they rejected him, and they know very well what's going on in America today simply because they rejected him. But see, they can't accept it. They can't go back and repent of the fact that they rejected the prophet, and then America is going down. That's why it's going down to hell and that. And that's why this destruction is hanging over America. That's why the churches of America rejected the prophet of the day, and now it's right at their doorstep where all this responsibility will be. When the judgment comes and that's it, well, believe you me, that church is going to be wiped out left, right, and center, just like it's happened over in these Eastern religions. They go in and then they just burn their churches down, kill the people and all that stuff, simply because they rejected the truth for their day. God's judgment is coming, and we're just holding on. The things that we get, the things that we say, we study the scriptures backwards and forwards, and we went and studied it out, and what we're telling you here is 100% biblical base, 100% the truth. You can put your life on it.
Yeah, that's why it says in Psalms 119, I will meditate in thy precept and have respect unto thy ways. You know, that's one thing people don't understand. Respect unto thy ways. Respect for the word of God. And then once a person has that, then their ideologies have to fall by the wayside. Because if you meditate on those principles and those precepts of God, you will find his ways. You know, it's not going to be your idea or this person's idea. It's going to be backed up by the scripture, like those 7 stars in the hands of Jesus. That's biblical. Those 7 stars represented those angels in every church age. And that's where Brother Branham got his information from. He didn't go study it out or something. He got that message that he had, those seals, were given to him by that angel that was speaking
And then, like you were going over, it comes from God, but he has ways and means that he does things. That's why it says your statutes, thy precepts. Those are the statutes and the precepts of God. Those are how he does things. And that's how it clearly says in Revelation. This is the revelation that God, he is in charge of all things. But he has given it over to the authority of his son because of what he did at Calvary. But he uses angels to deliver that message because Jesus was on the mediatorial, making atonement for the sins of mankind. So those angels were being used to deliver, to do what they did even back in the Old Testament, to send a message to Gabriel, to come to Mary. See, these angels are still doing that today. They still have that that work. They have a job. Like, there's Gabriel, there's Michael. That Michael is a warrior angel, where Gabriel is more of a deliverer, gives a message, brings a message to people. And those are the statutes and the ways of God. And then, like we always like to tie it back to the Word of God. So that is the foundation and what God used in Laodicea.
See, the Bible is truth to form. Like we keep saying, this is the revelation that God gave to Jesus, the gift to the angel, the gift to John, and then John, he gives it, that angel gives it to the Apostle Paul, and then it goes on to Irenaeus. This is the revelation that God gives to Jesus, the gift to the angel, that angel in the second church, give it to Irenaeus. And then it keeps on going. This is the revelation that God gave to Jesus, the gift to the angel, the gift to Martin. See, there were people that were selected, that were tried and true. Then that angel linked up with the vocal cords of that Martin. And then this is the revelation that God gave to Jesus, the gift to Columbo back in the Dark Ages. And then this is the revelation that God gave to Jesus, the gift to the angel, the gift to Martin Luther. That's what happened in the 1520s. And anybody, and when God does that, here the devil comes and was Antichrist. That's why I keep telling you, these servants that the Hutterites had, they were written back in the 1500s, but they were written by these Antichrists. They were written by Jacob, Huda, Peter, Ritam, and Andres. They were nothing but decoys. They were nothing but tongues. They were nothing but anything. They were doing exactly the opposite of what the Bible says. This is going to be eternal life, that they believe in them, and I will say, and then he sent that angel Mar linked up with Martin Luther. We keep saying it over and over again. That's why at first when I said, some time back, years back, I said, you should take the sermons out and burn them up. I didn't really know why I said it. But now I know exactly why I said it, because they're written by a bunch of antichrists. There's 100%, could be 100% the truth in this sermon, but it's what they don't tell you. They're not going to tell you that God sent his prophet. And then here, in the church here, the Laodicea, this is a revelation that God gave to Jesus, to give to the angel, and then the angel, he gives it to Brother Branham. And Brother Branham, like I say, all he was a voice of that angel, because the Bible runs true to form back in the book of Revelation. But in the days of the voice, see, the voice of the seven angels. See, Brother Brennan was just the voice of that seven angels. And we and I, we have a respect and a reverence for the Word of God. That's what you and I go by. We don't go by what our heart tells us. We don't go by what these antichrists tell us. We don't go by what these cultists and all their traditions, what they tell us. We stick with the Word of God. This is the revelation that God gave to Jesus, the gift to the angels of the church, age of Laodicea, and then he backs it up. But, in the voice of the seventh angel, well, it doesn't bother say it, but in the voice of the fifth, which was Martin Luther, but he tells you the whole story when it says, this, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. And here's Brother Branham. He was the voice of that seventh angel. That's why we keep repeating it. We keep repeating ourselves because it's the only thing that's worth repeating, because you're talking to a brainwashed world out there that's been so deceived and so brainwashed by these antichrists that when the truth comes, it's hard to digest the truth. But see, you and I, we're telling people the truth. We're telling them the whole counsel of God, and we could go back by the grace of God. We could go right back where God himself had a blueprint, and he blueprinted everything, and he predestinated everything, and he foreknew everything. He knew exactly what you and I are going to be doing here in these closing days of time, and he knew exactly what we're going to have to go through and what we have gone through already. Just to keep a line on the truth that's been sent to the church age of Laodicea. That's all we do. We're just holding on to the things that have been firmly established. And you can take it to the bank, because it's not going to change. It's going to stay. That's exactly, thus saith the Lord. It's going to stay like that. And we, like I say, we've seen in many casualties along the road of life that come so far up the road, and then God requires something of him that they can't continue to follow. Mm-hmm. Like back at the, when Jesus was here, that one time there were 5,000 following him, and then you know he had to tell these people, unless you hate your father, your mother, your wife, your children. He didn't literally mean you go out to hate them. They become a secondary item, and if Jesus has to be a first and foremost, then he said you're not worthy to follow me. You're not worthy to be mine. That's what the chapter that you and I had to go. We had to leave everything for the sake of Christ. It's not that you hate your family, but they become a secondary item. It's the truth of God's word before anything else. If push comes to shove, we had to choose the word of God and the message for our day. And yeah, they come and they try to divide us and discourage us and take us back into that cult. See, if they take us back into that cult and we would surrender, then everything that we ever stood for and everything that we ever spoke for would become obsolete. See, the devil has a trick to lure you back in. It was pretty hard for me to. I had a family back there, I really had to fight to stay, keep my sanity, to stay with the court, to stay with the word of God. I knew what I had was right. I knew what I had was true. I knew that God sent the prophet, and I knew that the heart of it don't believe that. So what's the point of me going back there to a group of people that don't believe, that terrorize you from believing to even as much as believing it?
I
couldn't compromise with
Yeah, them. That's right. I was just gonna say that. You know, a lot of people, they compromise, and they just go back, and then they lose everything that they've ever had. That's why the devil likes to, you know, he slowly likes to wear you down, you know, and then all of a sudden you just give in and compromise. Mm-hmm. But if you're not established in what you believe, that's exactly what you're going to do. And that's one thing a person has to really do, is establish themselves in the Word of God, so that when these trials and these testing come, that you can withstand them.
Amen to that.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we just pray that you'll help us endure to the end, Lord, to keep steadfast on your word and your ways, Lord. So there's many voices that have gone out in this world, and are without significance. They all have a purpose in it, and that same way with that Antichrist spirit has gone out since the early church, Lord, and to deceive mankind, Lord. But we just pray, Lord, that you'll help us stay sober and vigilant in the hour of the time we're living, so that we can one day hear you say, well done, you good and faithful servant. We just give you thanks. We just, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.